You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on my old black list for something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life,
and it just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's May 29th. And we got a big show here, Behind the 8-Ball, and I got my crew here. I got my steady crew, Armand, Nick, and Chris. How you guys doing?
Good to be here.
Beautiful.
Hola.
Hola, hola. Hey, man, what a shit week I had, man. I couldn't get out of bed. I was sick. I was sick for 3-4 days.
And yeah, I thought it was... been down for the count.
Yeah, I thought it was the whole... I made some shish kebabs, you know. And
you know what it was? It was that brisket you had last week after the show. We went out and had lunch. That brisket didn't look too good.
What are you talking about? Yeah, that didn't look good at all.
Yeah, you remember? You didn't like it.
Well, they didn't put enough meat in it. That's why I didn't like it. I mean, it didn't look good at all.
A little fungoid.
And, I was out. I made some shish kebabs, and next thing you know, I was sick, and the kid was sick. I think she gave it to all of us.
Of course.
But you know what, man? We had people over. Everyone.
Yeah, graduation or what? Did you have a party or something?
We had a party. Yeah, we had a party. And I tell you what, right afterwards, I think everyone was shitting and barfing up the place.
My kind of party.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was rough.
Some sort of plasmid or something.
So I've been kind of behind. What have you been up to, Nick? Any crazy stories you got for us?
Oh,
you kidding?
Yeah.
Well, is that a stupid question?
Yeah.
I haven't been here in a couple
I don't even know. I think we ought to check Nick every time he comes in. He could be an alien doppelganger.
Or bug. He could have a bug on him.
I would think.
He's one of those plant people from, what was it, Invasion of Body Snatchers?
First of all.
A pod.
You know, there are some... I have dipped back into the alien ufology, so to speak. You know?
Excellent.
When I started looking into this stuff that I look into, it kind of began with that. And then it didn't go anywhere. And then, you know, I just kind of tuned out and then started listening, you know, started reading about people being satanic and rock stars and, you know, sacrifices of celebrities.
The two go together, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of sacrifices, keep the donuts low because if Tony finds out we got donuts in here, that fat
Armand, bar the door.
That's right. We have how many we have left?
Yeah, kind of counted and take some DNA over there because he will definitely be on top.
Now,
of
do you
it.
Have to like
ready
put a little
the
mark?
Catapults?
You have to put a little mark on your whiskey bottle to make sure nobody.
Yeah,
he doesn't touch the whiskey.
Oh, okay, well, all right.
You it's know not, what though? Yeah, oh, you know what I want to run
glutton,
across
not a wino.
You. You know what I want to run across you, Nick, is my kid. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but my kid comes to me and
which
says,
one? "The young one or the old?"
Hope the older one older? Because she came up to me and said. Yeah, there's this thing going around with this Ouija board thing. It's a
Charlie challenge.
Yeah, what the hell's that all about? Freaked me out just thinking about
it. What is it? What's it called?
Charlie challenge. Huh. It's kind of like a do-it-yourself Ouija board. I just heard about this like yesterday morning. And what you do is you take a piece of paper and you like draw a cross like... you know, four squares, and then you write, I think, yes, no, or maybe you can just write any kind of thing in there, and then you take two pencils, you balance one, you set one down, and you balance the other one, and then you ask Charlie a question. But you got to say something, I think, like Charlie's probably something that rhymes.
Why don't we do that
I don't
here?
Know. And then you ask the question, and then it will point to the answer.
Just have a donut and relax, Chris.
Exactly.
Chris, if you do that, the all the fucking spirits will be after your ass. Well, I mean, you're part of the show, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm good.
All right.
I don't want the spirits. Well, but
we'd have an Edward G. Robinson Ouija board.
That
would be great.
Yeah, see, no.
You're going to hell, Shane.
You mug.
Oh, you're going to fry. You're going to fry.
We could have a seance in here. That'd
be a good show.
I'll tell you.
That would be a good show.
Can we get a
that'd
stripper
be a good
for
Halloween
that?
Halloween show.
Well, she wouldn't be serious if we had a fucking stripper.
I'd be serious.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be focused.
We'd have a nude seance.
I kind of like that.
I don't want to be nude.
Without the seance.
Yeah. I got to start practicing my Edward G because I don't...
Well, yeah, Nick.
I kind of like these.
He still hasn't. He still
no one's talked about movie. Me in years.
Oh, there you go. Nick's part of it now, too.
Yeah, but Nick didn't get the question about the Edward G. Robinson, James Cagney movie.
No, I got it.
There's only
one. Admit defeat on that.
You know what? Going back to the Ouija board thing, I remember doing that
in
college.
Yeah, we talked about this, man. I'm gonna get one.
Well, I tell you what, it was so damn frightening because this shit was really happening, and I'm looking at this girl.
It's moving.
I'm looking at this girl, and I'm looking at her like, okay, you're fucking with me. You're doing all this. She goes, I'm not looking down here at all. So I'm looking at her eyes, and this thing is moving, and then it says we're down in her fucking little place.
Did you play Spin the Bottle, too?
Yeah, we did all that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this thing's going crazy, and it
Good
says
game.
We're going to have kids. We're going to be...
you and this girl?
Yeah. It said we're going to have a 6'7" kid playing for Notre Dame, and... And I'm like, oh, this is fucking crazy. And then it suddenly stopped. And then she asked it, are you still here? And he said, yes. And then next thing you know, the fucking thing's... she asked it, are you a nice spirit or something? And it said, no. And all this shit. I pulled my hand off. And you're not supposed to pull your hand off.
No, don't do that.
They told me. And next thing you know, I'm hearing... I don't know. I think it's all mental, man. I think every one of us has got
so much
energy in us that you remember that movie with George Clooney with it was a real army unit.
Oh yeah, yeah. The goats or men that stared goats.
Yes,
the men
yes.
that stared goats. It was a real fucking unit.
That's true.
That
true story.
And they really thrived on the energy.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie, but I know that it's based on a true thing, and of course they're gonna ridicule it in their endless campaign.
Well, you know, think about those Ouija boards. I remember that the thing that kind of vitiated it for me, which made it it made it a little less believable.
I know what that meant.
Well, weren't they made by Parker Brothers?
Yeah,
I mean that's the whole.
Well, wait a
thing.
Second.
I mean,
wait a second.
Like,
and why are they at Toys R Us?
Yeah, right. That kind of. Makes
I'm gonna
it,
tell you something right now. You know, I bet if Chris looks up the Parker Brothers logo, I bet it's fucking satanic.
Look it up, Chris, right now. Pull that up, babe.
They're selling them again at Target, by the way. You can get one at Target now.
A Ouija board?
It's back
still
Target.
Made by Parker Brothers.
I don't know.
See, that's you know, you would think they're made by some sort of...
No, you should get on a website and go to one, like a witch. Yeah, go to like a witch, you know what I mean?
Go to a voodoo shop.
Go to Salem, you know?
Right, you know, you go down to New Orleans and you have to go behind the, you know...
That's where you got to get a good one.
Where Baron Samedi works.
They're like $5.
All right, hang on, boys. We got the Parker Brothers pulled up here.
Where's the Satanism?
I see. Well,
hippie.
That looks like a.
I see hippie.
Well, what is that? That's called. What is that called? That little.
Oh my god!
That's that hypnotic.
Oh, holy shit! He's got something. Nick, tell us what you saw.
What is that?
Bum, bum.
Those are fucking sixes.
Where?
They're
Every
sixes.
Time there's something sixes.
Okay,
with you.
Look at this. VH1 award show 666 stage.
Where's that?
He's going to punch this up.
Oh, okay.
VH1 Awards 666
stage. Yeah, boy, this guy sees things.
Google image this.
Normal humans, like a dog hearing something, a whistle.
Image it, like, you know.
Okay, right, we weren't actually seeing that.
Okay, go down a little bit.
Yeah, because I was saying.
That's like that hypnotic swirl, isn't that what that's called?
Yes, well, no. Yeah. It looks like
that Parker Brothers.
They're sixes.
Yeah, those are cool.
Damn.
That'll put you under, boy. Make you
if you scroll
well
quack like
are
a
you
duck.
Sure it's not MTV? I didn't think VH1
okay go ahead hit MTV then yeah it, MTV
in any case they sell it at toy stores and
right and that's
I,
what I'm
thank
saying
you.
You know right
it should be more of
there,
a
there's
gothic
your Parker
place.
Bro there's your Satan there's your sixes
that'll be in Spencer Gifts
see that
remember
where what the hell is
they
that?
Are
oh, right
sixes.
I see that yeah
that's your Parker Brothers sign
well there is a resemblance there.
They're both swirls.
Now, what exactly? Why is six the devil's number? Is that explained in the Bible?
I don't know.
I know that. I mean, I remember the omen, and he cut his hair, and he saw the
it's
666.
It just says the three squares.
Well, it's in Revelation, right? That's the mark of the beast.
Why it's that number?
Okay,
I mean,
thought maybe you
weird.
Did some research into that.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but the way I've always sort of have looked at this and analyzed it is there are only like 9 other numbers.
Yes, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, but check this out.
That I'll grant
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. But
now, yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about 322 always popping up, 911 always popping up. Okay, but there's only 9 digits. Actually, there's 10 because there's a 0,
sure.
0 through 9.
I said 9 other.
Now,
yeah.
There's 1,000 3-digit numbers.
That's correct.
Yeah, no, that
0,
is
0,
yes,
0
that is
to 999, but yet these three always keep popping up. So I'm going to do an experiment now. I'm going to see, since I've seen 911 pop up in so many movies, I'm going to see if I can find my birthday, 724. I'm going to see if that will pop up. Sorry. in some movies. You know what I mean? Just pick an obscure date and see if you can find that one. You know, on the back of the dollar, it shows that shit, like, burning and that.
Yeah,
and so all you see what you look for, or you're just, you can make that look at it. I said, okay, well, make that dollar bill. Find a design of a dog pissing on a fire hydrant. Make the dollar look like that.
Well, he's got something
you know
there,
what I
but.
Mean?
Well, they were all Freemasons. I think those are all symbolic of, right?
Oh,
isn't that the...
Hey, I want to ask you this, man. You're Armenian. My right. niece is Armenian, by the way. She's,
really?
And she's an adorable.
How old is
bright.
She?
She's 20. She'll be 21
really?
This year.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, is great she from the Illinois side? Or?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, my sister, Denise. Denise's daughter. So anyway, what do you think of the Kardashians?
I think they're great. I really,
really?
Do. I really okay. do. I think what they've done, and they're now they're adopting two Armenian kids, orphans from Armenia, which, you know what? I definitely think that they've been a big plug for the Armenians, for the genocide and so forth, because they even had their kid baptized in Israel, and Israel was like, who the hell are these Armenians? What are Armenians and shit like that? And Kardashians put Armenians on the map again. And, you know, I don't care what happened in the past and all that. And God bless her because she found her roots, her and her family. I just don't.
No, I'm not judging.
Yeah.
Judging.
No,
I don't care about
I know. I know you
that.
Don't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that to the people out there listening.
I don't have any opinion on. I don't watch the show for one thing. But I don't think
no,
they're.
I
see them on magazine
you're
covers.
Out.
Well, they're not particularly attractive to me. I don't know. I just never
I
thought.
I don't think they're
are they
attractive
that good
at all.
Looking?
No.
Are you fucking kidding? Your gals that you've been picking up.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I'm talking
they
about
make a janitor.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you know masturbation kind of fantasizing kind of girl. They're not that good looking. You know what I mean? They shouldn't be on. They're not. I know they've done a lot for the people,
well,
and they've gone back. And
have you ever tried
are you comparing them like Pamela Anderson? I know you're a Pamela Anderson fan.
Yes,
okay,
but
now
what about,
that's a different league.
What about the Jeffersons? The wife there on Jefferson.
You're the one that has some kind of, you have some sort of perverse fetish for Isabel Sanford.
I did at one time.
God.
That was my.
Oh, that's great.
I'd rather sleep with George Jefferson than her.
Oh, you're gross, George Jefferson. Are you kidding me? That was early in my
ugly
life.
Woman, Isabel Sanford. The
reason why I asked is because
what the hell did you ask? By the way,
yeah. What brought that?
How about the Kardashians? Because well, they're all you know throwing up. They're always throwing up the devil horns. For one, and another that I just found out that Kourtney named her one child Mason, and named the other her new child Rain, but it's not R A I N, it's R E I G N, Mason Rain. Oh, okay.
Wow!
Wow!
There's
that's my God, that's eerie.
Start the presses, boys.
Yeah, keep up with them, by the way. Do what they do. Throw that shit up.
Is that show still on?
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Speaking of shows, my wife had this goofy-ass show about all these little people. What's the politically correct word?
Little people.
Dwarfs, I believe.
Dwarfs? Are they called
dwarfs? You're not supposed to call them a dwarf.
God damn it, you made me call them a dwarf.
Well, little people.
None of us mean anything bad by
it. Right,
right. These little people were like...
Midget is definitely out.
2.5 feet big, and they were adopting... Littler people.
Littler people? Littler
from
than that?
India and so forth. And
it is little people. That's
and
correct.
I tell you what, man.
Hey, listen, I know.
They scared the shit out of me. Little people like that scared the shit out of me.
Who was the one? Tom Thumb? Remember General Tom Thumb? P.T. Barnum's Charles Stratton.
Well, I don't know who the hell that is either, but I'm just telling you right now.
He was in P.T. Barnum's circus.
They're kind of like they got the big heads going, and they got that nice posture, straight posture, and they walk like little Martians.
You ever seen that porn movie with Seika and the little person?
Oh, Nick did. Look, Nick just went nuts
on it.
Nick's got information on this porn.
On Seika? Is she a Satanist?
Who?
Seika. The porn star.
It's Seika.
Oh, Seika.
Seika.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't think it's Seika. It's Seika.
In the north side,
it's
Seika.
But you made me think of. But you made me think of Keisha, that pop star, who was very
Kesha.
Satanic. Who is not Kesha? I'm sorry. And and
look
she
that.
Is
he
totally
just popped out of clear blue.
She is totally Kesha. like
Kesha?
Wrestling with it now.
Who?
See, that's what happens.
Kesha.
What do you think about Rosemary's Baby?
Hold on. Oh, I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah,
let him get
but
this Kesha.
Kesha
out. I'm really into this
will,
Kesha.
Who is she? She's wrestling with selling her soul to the devil, basically.
Hmm.
And Now she doesn't spell her name with a dollar sign for the S.
Is that who that is?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh,
really,
okay. I've heard that song. Okay.
Anyway, she's kind of wrestling with like what she's
right. She's
had
grappling
to do
with her.
Right,
her
and watch.
Soul.
You're gonna see some shit. You're gonna see her get arrested, and some shit's gonna happen because that's what happens. That's what happened with Michael Jackson. They make these deals and everything, and they do this shit and agree to do this shit, and then they do it, and then they start to wrestle with what they've done, and they want to unsell their soul.
Ah, is that what happens? Because once you sell your soul to the devil, you're all set.
They
want to
make
getting arrested and getting all this trouble and dying.
Unless you have a union shamstort, he can talk the devil out of it.
So the breach of contract is...
Well, you have to have a union shamstort.
No right to work, devil states.
Man, when you said little people running around like that into our aliens, I had to bring this up. This is a new development, but it's not new. Like it's only new to me. The Atacama humanoid. This little thing has found it's the size
in the desert, Atacama desert.
Look at this thing. That thing is the size of a pair of sunglasses.
This is a pair of sunglasses?
This is the size of a pair of sunglasses.
It's not literally a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, my God.
That's a new trend.
To give it
scale.
Oh, my God. Fuck, I knew there wasn't a Martian on your face.
But nothing surprises me anymore.
I want a pair of those.
Look at the x-ray, man.
Oh, I got an x-ray.
You're a doctor.
Wow. How many ribs that son of a bitch have?
But that was found in the Atacama Desert. And
Do you know where the Atacama Desert is?
Can you pull that up on this? I mean, where can he find that?
Atacama.
It's in Chile.
Humanoid. Atacama humanoid.
And it's like it's had rain once in the last 400 years. Never rains there.
You know what? I could have fucking eaten this at a Chinese buffet.
That looks like that brisket you had the other day.
Oh, stop it. They
no!
didn't give me that much.
The Indian restaurant.
Oh, that Indian
that we
restaurant.
Ate at.
Don't even bring. Oh.
That's the bone.
Oh, that's no. the bone. That's the bone, I'm telling you.
Guys.
Oh, there it is in the guy's hand. Look at it.
Yeah.
God. my God.
Look at that.
Is that
now,
real?
When was this found?
This was found. I don't know when
is
it was
real?
Found. Yes, it really is. It's look. You see the x-ray?
Now, you've heard of Piltdown Man. Remember Piltdown Man?
Lots of
man?
Tests have been done on uh-huh. this stuff. There's supposedly two others found. One was found in Russia, I think, and one, I don't remember the other one.
You see, I told you about little people.
I'm telling you, look at that. That's little people.
Yeah,
that's
not
like,
the size of sunglasses.
You know what I mean? This thing, you know. Imagine right. little things like that with spears running around.
Yeah,
you know?
Look at the head on
six
that son
inches
of a
long.
Bitch.
Look at that.
How big is it?
6 inches long.
6 inches long.
Wow.
So it's my size of my Pepe.
That's oh, come weird, on. Man. It's twice the size of your dick.
Oh, you shut up.
Well,
I wasn't even talking about my dick. I was talking.
That's a sun. That size of a sunglass. Your dick is the size
you know
of a
what's
contact
weird?
Lens.
Is that on here? It
you
says,
son of a bitch.
Ooh, that was obvious.
Yeah.
Wait,
Chris, go ahead.
It says they scanned the remains, the DNA, and found that it's from the last, 30 years.
Last 30 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last 30 years.
Last few decades.
You know what?
How do they live in the Atacama Desert?
Well,
it doesn't rain there. There's no rain.
This is why our GM, is hiding in a bunker. Whenever she goes
down. I don't
blame
him after seeing this.
Yeah. I'm going to be at the matter of fact, I'm going to take his basement over and kick him out with
all
his
the swords.
I can't get around all those swords he's got.
I know.
Well, you've heard of the Piltdown Man, right, Nick? Piltdown Man?
No.
In the 30s, they supposedly found the missing link in England or whatever, and they found out it was a big scam. They just took a chimp's jawbone or something, and supposedly.
Oh,
but this looks like, this is kind of hard to fake.
Yeah,
that was a big phony, a big fraud.
Let me ask you, Nick, why doesn't shit like that get more revealed to the public? I mean, this is stuff that is
because
front page stuff, man.
Not while Hillary's running.
Yeah, right. I mean, and yeah, you hear... Yeah. Because the people that own the news networks have an agenda.
Yeah, no kidding. We got one supports the Democrats. The other one supports...
I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, did you see Dennis Hastert?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that weird?
He's an Illinois guy. Yeah,
he's an Illinois guy, and this is what I got. Now, I'm going to make a little prediction.
And he's actually like a good guy.
Supposedly, he's a very nice guy. He's a wrestling coach.
Yeah, the
did you hear this?
No, go ahead.
The Republicans paid out, love him, and, both sides of the aisle, everybody loved the guy.
Right, I know. In fact, a buddy of mine, I think, treated him. He's a podiatrist in that area and treated him. Says he's a really nice guy.
Right.
But,
what the hell
happened? He's been blackmailed. And he gave out, I don't know how many, $1.5 million
or
something
money, yeah.
to some guy. And they got him because his bank statements, he had like $75,000, $50,000. It was obvious somebody's blackmailing. Now, my theory on this, He was a wrestling coach. I think he was playing around with one of the students. Well, because it's a guy in his hometown.
Something is going on though, because the U.S.
Attorney General
like indicted him.
Yeah,
he was
I don't know what that's all about.
He lied about the withdrawals that he
Correct.
Made to pay the blackmailer off. He
right.
lied about the purpose of them. So then,
yeah, he said he couldn't trust the bank
lying on him.
Yeah, I couldn't trust the bank or something. But it was obvious he's being blackmailed.
So he's going to go to jail, or you know, there's a likelihood he will end up in jail.
You know what?
So they're going to find out what he's. Everybody wants to know what he's paying off on. That's
yeah,
the question.
That's the story.
I think he's fondling a wrestler.
Moving up the little extreme on that is what about FIFA right now? FIFA, there's money laundering.
Yeah,
there's so much shit going
on
there.
What a surprise! These European guys are taking kickbacks.
And this
slimy bastards.
I know, but this is what I put down here. Mm-hmm. You got. Now, I don't mean to draw you into this.
So draw.
You've got fucking Cheney, who got away with billions of dollars with a fake fucking war that he profited all this money, and all these fucking millions of people that died, and now ISIS has taken over that whole fucking area, and it's diseases spread with this type of people out there, and it was... This guy here, and no one's ever thought about indicting the White House from that era, like the Cheney's and the George W. Bush.
What do you think what do you think every war we've ever fought is over? What do you think? Why do you think we went to war in World War One?
Hold on, can I?
Come on,
he's the only guy.
Go ahead, Nick.
But not to, you know, last time I was here, you guys fought more like than anything. But
that's what we do.
Anyway,
I hate
let me
him.
Just say that.
I hate him,
okay,
Nick. And he brought up my Pepe, too.
I think you guys disagreed more than anything I said. But on 9/10, the day before 9/11, Rumsfeld said there was $2.3 trillion unaccounted for. The next day, 9/11, what hit the Pentagon? Something exploded in the Pentagon, and it was the accounting offices. For the Department of Defense.
And on that note,
and
Nick,
all those
who the hell even thought about those $2 trillion missing then?
I'm saying, because all those analysts were dead.
Not only that, but who...
The files.
They kept making you think about Bin Laden, the boogeyman.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought up a good point a couple weeks ago. Now, don't be jumping. Don't be looking at me like that, prick. I got to bring up something.
I don't have a problem with what you're saying. It's just, it's far from unique in our history.
I
Franklin
know
Roosevelt,
that, but
what,
you,
they
you've
knew about
had,
Pearl Harbor.
You've had
it's
wars.
Proven.
You've had wars back then, man. You've had
okay.
the Germans. The,
right.
The,
you don't think we knew about Pearl Harbor? We had the code broken. The Admiral Kimmel, who was the leader. Now, Nick, have you read much about Pearl Harbor?
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel, this guy knew that the fleet was coming. They had and he wanted to move his battleships, which are old, you know, old tubs anyway. But he wanted to go intercept the Japanese fleet. They knew it was on the way. Roosevelt wouldn't let him.
I think you guys agree, or we're all agreeing.
Why? He wanted to start a war.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and his son profited greatly from this war.
It's always been on
Elliot.
The theory that, as stupid people like me, that it was a surprise attack.
Yeah, right, real surprise. I've got several books you can read if you want to.
What's one of them you could tell our people out there?
It's the one by the author's name, I think, is Stinnett, Stinnett, on Pearl Harbor.
And Nick, he's probably got 3 sixes by his name, too, that Stinnett.
If you want
to
buy that,
this had nothing to do with
the
death. This
is
a war for
man.
Fighting for personal gain.
If
well,
you,
Roosevelt.
If you want to buy any that book or any others, remember to go to our website, ultraman.com. The banner on the site for Amazon, click through and support the Ocho
is
Man.
Is that our imaginary sponsor?
That's real.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I thought we had, wasn't
it's
that a deal? We're supposed to have an imaginary sponsor.
Well, we have imaginary sponsors
okay.
also.
Today is Jaguar.
But this is our Amazon.
British
deal.
Leland.
So just to explain to the listeners, everyone, mm-hmm. the way it works, if you anything you ever want to buy on Amazon, just remember, go to Ocho Man's website first. It's one extra step. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to enter anything in. Hit the Amazon banner.
Oh.
That's all you got to do.
Does that do something for
that's
us?
It, yeah.
How do I profit by this?
That's how it does it.
Fucking shut your big mouth.
Well, if Rumsfeld's making trillions, I can make a few bucks
what are you
on a
do, kill
transaction.
Us?
All you have to know is
not getting
the
laid.
Ocho Man show, we get credit for the transaction.
Oh, is that okay?
I already told you about the
word.
Other show.
We are an Amazon affiliate.
Yeah, listen, let's have a little lottery.
What's that?
Well, women should be, you know, calling into the other show. And
I'm setting things up as we speak.
You know, I did his Armenian show, and I was quite a hit with the ladies.
He was quite a hit with everybody.
Yeah, actually, he was. He was very popular.
Right on.
Anyway, man,
caliber of audience.
Okay, forget that. Just drop that, will you? That's another.
Anyway,
show.
I think. What do you think? Do you have any idea? What do you want to take a shot at? What Hastert did? That what could he possibly have done that was making? I mean, he was giving away hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
so it's got to be pretty bad.
I'm moving to a bigger picture here. I'm saying that how can we fry FIFA?
Oh, FIFA, that's right.
And we're not looking at two fucking war criminals.
Wait a minute. First of all, what is the Congress doing? You know, our attorney general. She's got nothing better to do than go after some schmuck in Europe from FIFA?
Yeah, I was wondering
that,
too.
What the hell is that all about? They got nothing better to do?
You're telling me they've fixed stuff and so forth.
Right.
FIFA.
Who cares?
What about the NFL? That was a big catch from Des Bryant. They didn't include that. That's still bullshit.
Right. That guy should be in jail.
That guy should be in jail, I tell you. Are we too loud here? Because I think I'm blowing some of
you
guys.
Whenever you talk about Dallas, it's too loud.
Yeah, I think so.
Your volume just... Who was the guy? What was it? Was it T.O.? Remember we brought up that Brandy Chastain, and he went absolutely ape shit.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Is Owens,
well,
right?
He's screaming into the microphone, and I'm blowing out
Owens
our tympanic membranes.
Oh, man. No, so does Hubert.
What's his?
Oh, Tony.
What's his? But does he have a particular bête noir? Beast that drives him crazy?
Oh, you know what, man? Every time that... You go by these guys. They got a hot chick on the laptop.
Ooh.
There.
Oh.
They're checking it out, bro.
Well, I'll tell you, the guy that gets under my skin is that clown on Facebook. Tell him I'm looking for him.
Oh, is this the guy you got in the argument with?
Will you stop that? Let the guy go. He's a good guy. I don't know.
This is the guy Armand was going to beat up. Hey, if you're out there,
that's
next
right.
Friday, you show up here at our studio.
No, Granite City in the park, at the park bench by the swimming pool.
Let me say that. I'm fucking by the park. I'm not by the park. I'm by my pool.
No knives, just sticks.
I'm cleaning up my pool, and this guy calls. Hey, who's this fucking guy? And I go, what are you talking about?
Did you hear the story?
He goes, I want this fucking guy at the Wilson Park or behind McDonald's. I mean, it's like 1980s.
We're going to settle this Granite City style.
Well, you did talk about something like that. I remember you telling
me. Nick, it was silly.
This guy.
Silly. Silly guy.
The guy called me a fucktard. I object to that.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
That is derogatory.
I don't even know what
you
the fuck tard is.
I don't either, but it just doesn't seem to be very complimentary.
It's very unseemly.
Yes, and it's not politically correct.
No, man.
Speaking of politically correct,
midget.
Yeah. Well, you got anything out there, Nick, on the politics side that's...
On who's being politically correct on... Saying fucktard?
Yeah, on the fucktard side. Because I tell you what, man, he about killed that guy.
Verbally, I did.
Let's see.
I had to pull the fucking post. I had to pull the post. I thought we were going to have agents come in from the FBI and say, you're promoting a fight here.
I was ready to rumble.
So, Armand, you are making the Ocho Man censor himself.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm censoring
right
myself.
I am.
No, you prick. I never
that was his
did
goal.
That.
I want that global warming nonsense expunged.
Oh, boy.
Son of a bitch. Why don't you leave things alone? I mean,
yeah, why don't you? Just leave them alone.
People like
right.
you. People like you that want to, like Monsanto and shit, that want to contaminate
boy.
The entire...
Are you one of those crazy... I'm telling you right now,
I see Monsanto stuff on
right.
Vice.
And here's another
me.
Clown. That's another bullshit thing.
So
that's genetically modified organisms.
Let's discuss Monsanto
the GMO.
Is that good?
Who cares? No, it's absolutely... There's nothing wrong with it. I eat it all the time.
Are you fucking insane?
Are you kidding?
They
there's nothing
showed,
wrong with it.
Showed,
nothing wrong
well,
with
you,
it.
Will you let me talk one time? I watched this one,
uh-oh.
So you're not just going to get away with this fucker.
Oh, you watched something.
Yeah, I did
ooh.
Watch it. And listen to
Channel
this
Channel 9?
No, actually.
On Nova?
It was HBO. It's called Vice.
HBO.
It was called Vice. It's the best fucking news you'll ever find.
Okay.
Anyway, they found that there's weeds now growing.
Mm-hmm.
From these monitored fucking corns that they're putting out
modified.
There? Modified, whatever.
Monitored.
I didn't say
monitored.
I said modified.
Did he say monitored?
I said modified.
Rewind the tape.
There's no. You don't have to rewind anything. I'm telling you what I said. So there's weeds and fucking insects now that are, they can't, they don't know what the fuck these things are.
And you think that's from genetically modified organisms?
Of course, when we fuck with nature.
I was a genetics major.
You're fucking with nature all the time.
So what? Fuck
man.
With it. It needs to be
okay.
fucked with.
Oh,
people that look like
you
should be modified.
You know what?
I got to ask you then, Armand.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think then? Okay, so there's this guy. He's an MD. I think his last name is Perlmutter. Okay, he's one of the most renowned geneticists and neurologists in the U.S. He's at Wash U. Okay.
Yeah.
He wrote this, God, what's the name of the book? Brain Brain, about the impact that well, first of all, gluten and grain, and then also, like, you know, like the Monsanto, all the GMO stuff has on your brain, and, like, his, like, study on the actual, like, the like, neurological implications of it, which, you know, which he claims are huge. I mean,
I haven't read the paper.
I know you. I know you.
I have to read the
book.
Paper, but if you show it to me, I will read
it. Okay. I'll,
let me just answer this.
And I'm not saying I believe one way or the other. I just want your input.
Okay.
Also, being a doctor.
Here's my opinion on all this crap. Okay. There's such a thing called hormesis. Okay. Have you heard of this, Nick?
No.
Okay. The human body, and this is, you know, you've heard about people like Mithridates. This was an ancient emperor. Who Rome wanted to kill him by poison, but every day he ingested a little poison with his food, and he could not be poisoned. They tried to, and they could. That's hormesis.
I think all kings did.
Okay,
that.
So by subjecting your body, the small
doses,
small dosages of these carcinogens, etc., low level radiation, all these things, including GMO, I would say, makes you stronger. It does not make you weaker.
But they're also
But
they're also creating this super fucking insect.
Okay,
too, because,
fine. If they create it, they can certainly destroy it.
Well, how? Because we're destroying stuff that are supposed.
You know who killed the more people than anybody in this world in history? Rachel Carson. Okay, you heard of Rachel Carson?
No.
Rachel Carson wrote, you know, the book she wrote, Silent Spring.
No, I don't know.
In 1963 or 64, she wrote this ridiculous book, Silent Spring, about DDT. And she said, we can't use this. It's horrible. It's making the robin's eggs thinner, so their shells break, etc. Do you know how many hundreds of millions of people have died of malaria because this stupid idiot did this and they banned DDT, which is entirely harmless?
Really?
Wow. That kind of crap. Look that up, Nick.
Wow. Well,
hundreds of millions of people in Africa have died because of this idiot bitch.
And I understand the argument about, you know, small amounts at a time. But I think the other side, and I could be wrong, it seems to be that we're ingesting a lot of it
the
time.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Well, here. Wow. I got a scientific movie.
Okay.
What is
it? Soylent Green?
Star Trooper. Remember that? Those fucking insects? They were probably full of GMOs.
Oh, that's right. Correct.
And they're big, and we couldn't fucking kill them, man.
Well, what I would say is, listen, if you don't want to eat GMOs, don't eat them.
Sure.
But to vilify Monsanto because they're actually
lobbying to take over the entire world with their
shit
seed.
No, they're not. They're more resistant to pesticides. They need less water. There's better yield. You're going to feed a lot more people.
You're poisoning
the
fields. Ridiculous. You're poisoning.
Fuck the fields.
You're dropping poison.
Hey, Moses, the fields are poison, Gene.
Is that what your show said?
That's why I'm going to completely go with organic shit. And stay away from
fucking feed it to Rumsfeld and everybody will be happy.
I think you
cannot
go wrong that way.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean? Because, you know what.
Since
when
are you so healthful?
Well, since I seen that fucking show. I'll tell you that right now.
We're sitting here eating Krispy Kreme donuts, and you're worried about some weed in a field somewhere.
As you've seen, I did not touch one fucking donut.
Oh, you're just trying to kill us.
I'm trying to make you guys
the
big.
The GMO nuts.
Like
that's what they are, GMO nuts.
Donuts are good for you, boy.
Glazed GMO.
I think I'll have another one then.
Didn't have another one.
All right. I think I have a chocolate glaze.
I'll have another one. Hey.
Bum, bum, bum.
Eat another one, you fat pig.
Yeah. Hey, did any of you guys.
Eat your heart out, Shane.
Just popped into my head.
Eat GMO. It's good for you.
Because I just sit around and think about stuff.
Take it from
like
a doctor.
Constantly.
Yeah, go ahead, Nick. Fire away
ahead,
here.
Nick.
Bob Dylan. He did say that he sold his soul to the devil.
Okay, there you go.
It's on YouTube.
Would you sell your soul? I mean, to be Bob, or what? Not Bob Dylan, but whatever. To be.
Yeah, no, that's a great
question.
Well,
I'm asking everybody here. Yeah, would you sell your soul if you could be like a multimillionaire, a rock star,
or
whatever
or
you want
to
be?
Hugh Hefner?
I know. I wouldn't be what Hugh Hefner, but a rock star.
Send us your answers at OchoMan.com.
Yes, email us.
I would love to know the answers.
The hell with them. Let's go around the table
here. Right.
Chris, what about you?
I would not sell my soul.
Wow. How noble.
I would not sell my soul.
And okay. What about you, Nick?
No, hell no.
No, hell. He said hell, hell no.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like an oxymoron.
You.
I'd sell I'd sell my soul. I'd sell my dick.
Armand already has.
Yes. Yeah. No, I haven't.
Armand would be the right hand man.
If there's
for
a producer
the
out there that wants my soul, I've got a script.
A Italian one who wants to be a millionaire. She.
Yes, I would. How do you think I won on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's what I mean.
That's right. I made a deal with Beelzebub.
And then you get everything you want because you sell your soul, and then you die 5 years later.
He doesn't care about that.
Well, no, I wouldn't want that. No, I got to live. Nice long life too.
Yeah,
no,
I'd have to negotiate
5 year contract.
If I did it, man, I'd have to get a lawyer involved, negotiate the terms of this deal.
Yeah, no stipulations. Yeah. I want to live to be 100, and I want to get laid, and I want 72 virgins like the Arabs get.
No, you. I mean,
per year.
You should
after
really,
I get that, after I die, I want that too.
A Dassault.
Oh, you, he's
900.
Not going to give you that
for my soul. Why not? That, the devil could do that.
That's his domain. His your soul.
All right, he'll, they don't have to be virgins, sluts.
I'd make sure I had like a Gulfstream 6.
Yeah, right.
I'd negotiate all this into the deal.
You just said you wouldn't do anything. Now you're fucking jumping on his bandwagon.
I'm saying if I did, I would make sure. I'm not saying I would, but I'm saying if I did, I would make sure the details of that blood.
I got a feeling that fuck would join you.
Yeah, oh, he would. Are you kidding? You would too.
No,
you
I
would
wouldn't.
Too.
Hey, I wouldn't go.
I think
let's discuss this later.
that Super Bowl commercial with Willem Dafoe. It was the year that the lights went out, and we talked about that. How they were out for 13:22 on the clock, and was out for 33 minutes, I think, which is an amazing thing. And then there was a commercial for a car, I think Mercedes, and Willem Dafoe was the devil, and he's telling this kid, you could have everything you want if you sell your soul. You could have one of these cars. And on the contract, there's a close-up of the contract, and it has these satanic symbols on the document.
How the fuck you see shit like that?
You pause it.
See, now, I would never watch a football game.
I wouldn't.
The son of a bitch is pausing everything. And
the only thing I ever watched was the Lingerie Bowl. Remember that? That was great.
You know what it
bring
is?
That back.
Were they hot or what?
Remember the Lingerie Bowl?
That halftime.
But here's, look, you're watching this game, and then something like Madonna comes on with this. You're watching a football game. And, like, nothing says football like an occult ritual. You know what I mean? Like, there's a halftime show, and there's this, like, you know, Madonna comes out, and, like, there's this Egyptian shit everywhere, and she's, like,
was that the halftime?
Come on. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a different vibe.
Well,
and
then
Katy Perry, the same thing.
You kind of got me thinking about something, man, and I haven't stopped thinking about it for a while. He mentioned when we took down Bin Laden.
Yeah,
we never.
Did you see some porn?
No one ever seen Bin Laden,
and everybody crashed.
It had to be real because they found his porn. They found his porn collection. Did you see that?
The fuck's that got to do? Oh,
the helicopter also crashed, and everybody's dead. That was on the mission.
I mean, honestly, we never seen a body of Bin Laden. And
they buried him at sea.
And do you know why?
Yeah, why?
And why did they do that? To respect his. Come on, to respect his religious
belief?
Are
you kidding me?
No way.
I mean,
no way.
I mean, this is
what's your implication? That we didn't get him, or that he never existed, or what?
He died a long time ago. Okay. He was the boogeyman. Look, I'm going to come in here and say, I never said that ISIS did not exist.
Hey, Nick
never
is really hot, by the way, on the speaker. Can we tune him down on just a touch?
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were
you're good. No, you're good.
I thought that you were stopping after the he's hot part. I was like,
okay.
Where is this going?
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
What I think is happening is that I think that ISIS is actually being let, is they're going to let ISIS in. ISIS is going to come in through the border. And this Jade Helm exercise that's in effect is this drill that's going to happen for 2 months, this military drill.
In the Walmart.
I think that there's going to be a false flag or something's going to happen to keep, to keep this thing, to make it more than a drill.
This is my point here. We never seen Bin Laden, and we never seen the bullet holes. We didn't see it like a Gaddafi. We didn't see it like Saddam. But they needed this fucking boogeyman throughout this time to finally get what they had to do over there, and just every time shit was brought up, it's the boogeyman, it's Bin Laden, we're trying to get Bin Laden, and then our focus would then they would wave American flag in our face, and we go, oh, like sheep, we would buy into it and go, okay, I'm with you again. Yeah. But any time we got to the specifics of anything, it was always that's Bin Laden.
What do you want to do about ISIS, though? So what do you want to do about ISIS?
I say ISIS is now out of control. They've made it.
You're going to put troops on the ground? You're going
to
fight them?
I would.
You're not going to do it from the air.
Yeah, you
have
to.
See, I wouldn't.
Or I would let Iran take care of it without unconditional, let Iran take care of business over there, because they want to bring in troops down there and take care of business and get rid of ISIS once and for all. But again, now you got the other countries that won't allow that because they're Sunnis. You got the Saudis. You got
Why get involved? There's nothing you can do.
Then don't get involved at all.
That's what I just said.
I think that.
Why do you want to put ground troops? Our troops there.
I'm saying there's got to be some ground troops there because a lot of Christian people are dying.
And nothing you can do about it.
I agree that there should be ground troops, but why don't you think there is? Why do you think they're making this? Why aren't they doing this?
Well, I have my own thoughts. I believe that their goal is once Syria falls, their whole goal is to surround Iran. Iran is the last Shia country in that region. Syria was one, and then Iran was the other. And now Syria's going to fall. And by the way, ISIS has not one time just shot one bullet over the Israeli border. Just throw that at you right there. Uh-huh. That's a little weird. Since all the time they talk about, ISIS talks about how Israel is this and Israel is that, but they never one time have fired one shot across the border to Israel. So the whole focus is on take out Syria, take out Assad, and then they focus in on Iran and circle Iran. Iran knows they're being circled right now.
Yeah.
They know that this is coming, so they have to do it on their own and try to back this ISIS out of
it. I say leave them alone, let it happen. Don't do anything.
All right. Well,
it's not our war. It's not
I mean, that's fine for you to say. You don't have relatives. You don't have Armenians over there that are getting beheaded, and you don't have a priest over there that are getting fucked up too. So it's so easy for you to sit here and write your fucking book or your story and say everything and let it work out, because it's not working out. These guys are spreading.
Yeah, but why
and
go
they're
the,
spreading, and
yeah,
they
want to
even
everywhere.
Invade it.
Okay,
now they're talking about invading Spain.
They're killing.
And
they're
Italy.
Killing Christians in Nigeria too. You're going to go there too. You're going to fight Boko Haram too. It's happening all over the world.
I'm not talking about tribe.
Well,
tribes
that's what you're not, because you're from the Middle East. You want to go over there and kick ass.
I want to save what we have over there. We have history over there with all these buildings of the Assyrian buildings and so forth that are all being destroyed. These are biblical stuff that are just going down. And
so you're going to – would you send your son over to save –
I don't have a son.
Well, if you had a son, would you send him over there to save Petra or something?
I'll tell you right now. If Armenia was attacked right now, I think it's the duty of every Armenian to go over there and fucking fight anyone that's going to fuck with Armenia. So, yeah, I'd go. I even told my kids I'd go.
It's right not now. Armenia.
But they'll take that down, too. There's a Christian country right there called Armenia.
They don't want Armenia.
Why wouldn't they?
So you guys don't – let's not – I mean – we don't want to spend the rest because you guys won't see.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll straighten
but
it out.
But let me just
give
kind
us
of
five
take
minutes.
It somewhere. You'll want to meet him on the football
yeah,
field.
Yeah, right.
And
meet me with our
something.
Park bench.
Park bench.
Granite Granite City. Right there.
How about Panteras?
Right by the pool.
No,
back
but
of Panteras.
Right there. Right in the parking lot.
In Texas, you know, we have, you know, the border is wide open, and supposedly there's some, you know, some of those guys down there.
80% of the people coming across are Muslims.
Yeah. And check
are
this out.
Are you kidding me?
80%.
Now,
from that border?
Yes. My buddy works
this
for
is
ICE.
What I'm talking about in Texas is that, and now there's, remember the motorcycle thing? The motorcycle gang?
The fight?
The titty
restaurant? Yeah,
five different. Mm-hmm. That was, I think, probably some bullshit. That was another event to make it seem like they found 1,000 guns. You know what I mean? Texas is very volatile right now. There's probably going to be a fake motorcycle gang war over that incident, and I'm telling you, this military exercise that has a lot of Texans pissed off and Arizonans pissed off, you know, they have slews of tanks and jets and carry all kinds of shit that they have over here, and they've ordered all kinds of, you know, ammunition and shit for this drill.
What's it for?
It's called the Jade Helm 15. It's a military drill, and they admit that it's going to be a drill taking place for 2 months. Now, every time there's a drill, there happens to be an incident. You know what I mean? I've talked about that before. Sandy Hook, Boston, 9/11, and there. I mean, you can go on. Every time there's the Aurora thing. Every time there's a drill, not every time, but every time there's been a big thing like this, a big mass shooting, a big bombing, something like this, it's because there has also been a drill going on in that town at that time. You know,
but hold up, though. I want to know about this bullshit you just mentioned, though.
Well, what I'm saying, hang on. What I'm saying is, like, this drill is going to turn into an occupation, is what I'm saying.
And this occupation is for what?
This, because I think that ISIS is going to pull some shit, or there's going to be a fake gang war down there because of this motorcycle thing that happened, or something, and this drill is going to turn into an occupation, and they know that, and they're disguising it as a drill.
80% of the. How that, did you come?
I
up
would
with
like
this
to
figure?
Know that.
I've got
like
a friend
that
works for ICE, and he told me he works in LA.
Works for who?
Immigration and.
I thought he was going to say ISIS.
Not ISIS. ICE.
For ISIS.
Immigration and Customs. ICE. Look it up, Chris.
It's Immigration. Customs Enforcement.
Enforcement, of course.
Okay,
Immigration
so,
and Customs so, Enforcement. He's in so L.A.
80% of
the people there
Mexican
catching,
border.
Yeah, they're Muslims.
You're fucking kidding
they're
me.
They're letting this happen so they can occupy our streets, so they can put in advanced
well,
police protection. Same with school.
Well, that's why they want to federalize
police
the police.
Shootings, that's what I'm talking about. This is all for that, man.
I believe that,
all
of
it.
Course.
I never knew any shit like that, man.
They're going to take us
see,
off the air.
Helm, the Jade Helm logo. The Jade Helm logo is identical to is in the same shape of the Walmart logo.
Mm.
It's weird.
Hillary Clinton was on Walmart's board of directors.
Oh fuck! I'm not a big fan of her.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm not
she's she, you know fuck. She turned around and said, you know, all that shit about the Armenian genocide and all that. So I'm not really
the raid on Bin Laden you were talking about.
Yeah.
Like supposedly there's a famous photo now of supposedly like Hillary, Obama, some other guys, and they're sitting in there, and they're supposedly they're watching the news. They're watching the
the
raid
attack
take place.
Yeah, yeah, real
well,
time.
One of the military guys came out and said that can't be real because the raid wasn't, you know, the first part of it wasn't being or. It wasn't even videotaped or wasn't recorded.
That's what freaks
it's phony,
me out.
And you see Hillary with her concerned face.
I'm telling you right now, fellas, that Hillary Clinton, I don't know what to make of her. I mean, one moment she looks like she's for the people. Next thing, I'm just not buying any of it.
She's
either.
Worth $125 million. Which she's one of us.
Well, just don't have her give one of her speeches. That's worth $600G.
You think we can get her on the show?
It would probably cost me $1 million.
Yeah, I think so.
$1 million to do a half-hour show.
Forget it. Get a stripper.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'd pay money for.
All right. Well, hell.
What about sports? This is a sports show. We haven't talked about anything.
I got sports coming up here. We got the.
What was your opinion on this FIFA thing? Besides, you know, comparing it to Rumsfeld and all the and trillions of dollars.
Well, it's evil.
Corruption.
It's
okay,
evil.
Of course,
there's money laundering.
Is that
and all
a big
that.
Surprise to anybody that these guys are all, you know? That they're all rotten and corrupt. Come on,
but, yeah,
they're Europeans
but, again. That's every company has something that happens. There's
Ocho,
something.
I'm just saying. Why is our attorney general getting involved in this crap?
No,
I
agree
right,
with you
stupid?
Totally. I agree with you totally. There's so much shit happening
right.
in this country.
She's got to worry about FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA. Yeah, that's great.
It's all distraction, probably. Who knows?
It could be.
You're talking about the Atacama skeleton over here.
Here's the thing that's really interesting is they haven't even found all the people yet. And you know what? Guess who owns part of the MLS and he's affiliated with FIFA and all that? Is Kraft. The owner of the Patriots.
Oh, Art Kraft, is that his name?
Oh, he's a big-time soccer guy. And watch it trickle down to this fucker.
Watch to a, I bet they were deflating the balls, too.
And I guarantee you, he's not a real fucking citizen of the righteous, either.
Whatever happened to Brady? Were they suspended for four games or five?
Four games, and I hope they don't reduce it, because the fourth game is against the Dallas Cowboys, and we could sure use
you
him.
You think that's, that's just?
I think he should have got eight fucking games. How's that sound?
Eight games.
Well,
to me, if you're going to suspend people for steroids, et cetera, and have, you know, that kind of thing for like a season at a time, right? And didn't A-Rod get suspended? Of course, that's baseball, but didn't they suspend him for a year?
A-Rod's been playing so damn good.
Well, yeah, he's had a year off.
He's healed and everything. They DH'd the guy. He doesn't have to play third base or first base out there. And I'm telling you, they're prolonging his life three, 4 more years.
Well, I'm just saying that...
he's in great shape. He looks like me.
No, no, please.
You shut your mouth.
He can't be that ripped.
Yeah, well, you know...
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Hell, what happened to your sound effect for that one?
Yeah, where's our sound effect?
I've got it. Hang on.
Where's your sound effect now?
Where's your sound effect now?
Where's my donut?
Hey,
I want to look like you. I'm going to take some home, okay?
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
That's exactly right.
Who is that? Where is that from?
It's like, I don't know if it's old school. It's one of those.
Oh, okay.
Any other weird news out there, fellas?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're kidding.
Go ahead.
Okay.
A fountain of weird news.
I've been really wanting to talk about
this. He's been champing at the bit on this one.
Okay, this guy from Australia named Peter Corey claims that he woke up in the early one morning and there were two female aliens in his bed
and he had
sex with them.
Mm-hmm. Were they hot? Huh?
Here's a computer. Here's a computer picture of.
Let's see them. Ooh, wow!
Shut the fuck up! Damn. I would bang this alien too.
Look at her eyes, though. Look at her eyes.
She looks a little Asian. That's all.
Yeah. Well, he described as that. Can I read a little bit? It's like 2 minutes, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead. 2 minutes.
Look at this picture.
His name was Peter Corey. They refer to him as Corey here. It says, Corey said his encounter began at 7:30 in the morning while in his bed. He recently been injured at work, was taking pain medication.
Oh,
there you go. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier that morning, he had driven his wife to work, returned home, went back to bed for a short while. Suddenly, he bolted wide awake and sat up. There were two humanoid females sitting on the bed, both entirely naked. These two women looked human in nearly every way. They had well-proportioned adult bodies. Mm-hmm. One looked somewhat Asian with straight,
what pain
dark
med
shoulder.
Was that?
Yeah, right? I don't never do any Vicodin like that. The other looked perhaps Scandinavian with light-colored, maybe bluish eyes.
I'll take the Scandinavian. You can have the Chinese gal.
Yeah, I'll take the little Asian.
Gal.
I never seen a hairstyle like that. It was curled something like Farrah Fawcett, but to an extreme. It just looked really exotic in a way. This it gets so much better. Okay.
They weren't little, though, were they?
Very high cheekbones. Eyes were three times larger than normal.
That's another place you could put it in.
Okay. The blonde was sitting on a kneeling position in the bed, seemed to be in charge.
Blondes are always like that.
Communicating telepathically with the dark-haired woman who was sitting
alien
with her
dominatrix.
Legs partly folded under her. There was something
it's usually
stiff.
Like that.
There was something stiff, almost blank, in the expressions of the woman, Corey thought. Though stunned by the sudden appearance of the woman, Corey had only a few moments to consider how they could have possibly have arrived in his bedroom before the blonde reached out with both her hands, cupped the back of his head, drawing his face toward her chest. He resisted. She pulled harder. He kept pulling back. She was pretty strong. She pulled me over, and my mouth was basically on her nipple, and I bit.
Well, you gotta bite that.
Corey said he doesn't know why he bit the woman.
Spokane nipples, probably.
But he felt a small piece of her nipple come away in his teeth, and she did not cry out, but the expression on her face was like, this isn't the way. It was a look of shock or confusion, like we've done this wrong. Involuntarily, Corey swallowed the small fragment in his mouth.
Fuck me.
And it got caught in his throat. And the two women simply disappeared.
Well, no shit, they're going to disappear.
He tried to clear his throat, but this is the best
bite
part.
Bite their nipple
and,
off, yeah.
Falls asleep, wakes up realizing his penis felt very painful. Goes to the bathroom, pulls back the foreskin, and found two blonde strands of hair wrapped tightly around his penis. He struggled to unravel the pieces of hair as the pain became an intense burning sensation. He removed them,
put them in
a sealed plastic bag, and took them to a lab.
If I'm that blonde alien, I'm doing the same thing. You just bit off my nipple.
Yeah.
You probably cost a lot of people out there, a lot of guys that sit in their backyard in that patio chair around 12:30 at night waiting for a space. Not me, though.
No. And of course, that would be weird.
You're faithful to your wife. You would never contemplate an affair with an alien.
If a fucking alien ship comes down with a shitload of these fucking...
if they look like that, I think I'd bite her nipple
off.
And
how would my wife know? She's sleeping.
That's true. I'm never going to get caught.
Making out with the aliens, and they won't even know. And
I don't know, though. If your wife found a blonde hair wrapped around your cock, I think you'd be in big trouble.
At least now I know what they would do, so I would be ready for that.
That's right.
So we got every cover angle. I don't like the belly, though. The belly looks like a little trailer park belly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she needs to do a little ab work.
Yeah, a little ab work. Yeah,
I like her tits.
That's great.
Hey, well, we got any emails or anything out there, Chris?
Nobody cares anymore.
No emails.
Oh, fuck you. We got people out there.
I'm sure we have them. We just don't have them right now.
All right.
General apathy and negligence.
I'm still waiting for T.O. to come back and bring them.
Well, we don't have any word of the day. We don't have any. How about a message from our sponsor?
Message from
Jaguar. Jaguar XKE.
Drive that shit.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Jesus Christ, he killed us with that one. Son of a bitch. Jaguar, and don't forget a Tesla.
That's right, a Tesla.
That
I got a ride in a Tesla
man.
The other day.
Yeah, wasn't it
pretty sweet?
Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet
nice
in the
car.
Tesla.
I want my titty picture.
Well, yeah, you, yeah, you
take
got
that
it
with
back.
Me.
Hey,
you guys keep it. You're hanging up there with your Edward G. poster.
Yeah, we are definitely putting a Edward G. Poster up here.
Yeah.
Hey, there's no kidding about that, Gene.
Get me on the sports here. Let me predict my shit here.
Okay, let's have it.
You're about to have it. And 3, 2.
Get ready. Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad of the bone.
Hey. I got my picks. And last picks I had last week. I've been on a roll. If you ever checked out my picks on the MLB.
Did you see my stock pick?
We'll get to yours in a minute, but you're right on that, too.
Oh, boy. Somebody got rich.
Our two big game sevens coming up here, my friends. Tampa Bay against the New York Rangers. Tampa Bay at New York tonight. And I tell you,
what's the odds on that game?
Tampa Bay's plus 145. The over and under is 5 goals. So this is what I'm predicting here.
Okay.
I've been on Tampa Bay's ship the whole time, all year. And I tell you what, this game seven here, Rangers goalie Lundqvist. The Rangers depend a lot on board game and short passes, and they're kind of team that are going to be setting up a play. But you got the Tampa Bay team here that depends on fast. They need to move this puck, and they need to make long passes and so forth. Well, I just don't see Lundqvist stopping this tonight. And I say screw the home ice advantage. It doesn't help on game seven. Actually, if you really think about it, game seven, you got your team focused. You're in the hotel. They're not thinking about their families or anything. You're one-on-one with these guys. You're good checking out their bedroom every 3 hours to see if they're sleeping or not. I like Tampa Bay in this spot, plus 145. And that's the way I'm rolling. And I like the score being a 3-1 game, and I like Tampa Bay. And I still like the under on the over and under on this one being 5. So we're looking at the under on the 5, and we're looking at Tampa Bay plus 145 to win it 3-1. Our next game here, I hate to do this. I mean, I'm a St. Louis Blues fan, but Chicago versus Anaheim. Chicago is plus 115. Chicago always finds a way to win in overtime in game 7. I'm telling you right now, Chicago finds the seams, finds the holes, they find the breaks all the time. Anytime there's an overtime, forget about it. It's on their mind that Anaheim, that, you know what, we can't beat these guys. Chicago wins this plus 115. Two road teams. Home teams on game 7 are at 62% with a record of 97-59. Okay, that really That's not too much for me. 62% is nothing to buy into. I'm taking the two away teams here. I'm playing with the other 38% out there, and I'm looking at Tampa Bay and Chicago as my two winners. And tomorrow night, Chris, I got to tell you guys out there that we have a boxer out there. His name is Vic Martirosyan. He's going to be fighting in North Hollywood. He's a friend of the show. He loves listening to our show here. And what's the arena that he's going to be fighting at?
Florentine Gardens.
Florentine Gardens.
In Hollywood, California.
In Hollywood, California.
I know where it is. Yeah, my office used to be by there.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a great event here. And we're looking for Vic Martirosyan to take care of business
for Vic
tomorrow.
To kick some ass.
Yeah, he's named Vicious, by the way.
Vicious Vic? Good.
Vicious Vic.
Good name.
I named him
the Martyr. I mean, that wouldn't be good. Martyrosyan, that wouldn't be good.
No one wants to be fucking called Martyr.
Martyr.
There you go again.
The Murderer. Vic the Murderer,
Martyrosyan. Vic the Murderer. Well, you don't want that either.
The Mortician.
You'll be on a crime scene.
What would yours be?
Well, what my real name or the...
Ocho the...
Ocho...
What would it be?
Ocho
Genghis
Bocho.
Khan?
God, I don't like Khan. I don't like Khan because I think of Mongolian food.
Maybe that's what gave you your diarrhea or your dysentery or whatever you have.
Goddamn Mongolians.
I'm telling you
right
now.
Leave me a stool
now.
Sample. I'll get back to you in a couple days.
I was okay with the food. It was my kid. I don't know what that little pigeon brought in the house.
You don't even... When you said that,
pigeons.
This
uh-oh.
Is so weird.
Uh-oh. You didn't find me with three sixes,
no.
Did you?
When you said that, it said Mongolia, and then it says Sea Hangover.
Interesting.
So this is the Encyclopedia of Useless Information, by the way.
That's a good book, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm going to look that up, Hangover, if
very
you don't
useful.
Mind.
And by the way, last week, you can check it, I said short Shake Shack. It was down 14%.
Oh,
you would have made a mint.
Look at that.
You would have made a ton of money.
I did. In Mongolia, a traditional hangover cure is to eat a pickled sheep's eye in a glass of tomato
what
juice.
In the
for a hangover?
A simpler Puerto Rican alternative is to rub lemon under your arms.
Well, I take that route more.
I like the sheep's eye myself.
Yeah, right? You would. And
I think you should bite an alien's nipple.
Hold on here. You bet against the house on that.
Damn
you?
Right, I do.
So
you mean with Shake Shack?
Yeah,
yes,
with Shake
shorted.
Shack. You went on.
It's a bubble. It was a bubble. It was way too high. I told you that. It was way overvalued.
You
I knew it was
going
to go down. It went down 14% in 1 week.
So you're the prick at the crap table that
don't pass every time. Don't come.
So
don't
you're
pass.
Playing with the house. Then.
Hey, I'm not getting laid. I don't want anybody to come. I don't want anybody to pass.
He bought the calls.
All right. Well, fuck, folks.
No, I bought.
I'm sorry.
Puts.
The puts.
Bought the puts.
Yeah, you don't want to hang out with this fucking depressing fuck here.
Yeah, I get a lot of nasty looks at the crap table.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do. Hey, guys, anything going on this weekend for you guys?
I got a date tonight.
You got a date?
Yeah.
How big is she?
I'll show you a picture. I met her on Plenty of
Plenty
Fish.
Plenty of Fish. That's
yeah,
what I was going to say.
This was not bad. Not bad.
We need an update on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, next
all right,
week.
I'll let you know. We're going to have a drink at Applebee's.
All right.
Hey, nothing's too good for my
wow,
girls.
Wow, man. It was like Applebee's, the
right
Ritz.
There.
When does happy hour end there, though? I think I'm going to get screwed on that one. I think it's
7:30. You cheap bastard.
You're fucked.
Always
damn it.
The same shit with you.
I wanted to meet at 5:30 because I think it's happy hour, right? $2 beers.
What's the mixed drinks?
Oh, damn. I don't know. I hope she doesn't drink mixed drinks.
Well, yours. Yeah, of course she's going to drink mixed drinks. That's why you take her to Hustler Club on Tuesday. On Tuesdays, Hustler Club is
$2
mixed drinks.
Believe me, she's out on a date with a doctor. She's drinking mixed drinks.
Yeah.
Call drinks or well drinks?
Those perfect
call drinks.
Did you tell her that you're a screenwriter, too?
I didn't tell her anything. She didn't know anything about me.
She doesn't know anything about you.
Well, that's why she went.
Well, it does say medical on there.
You're buying fucking.
Come on, I'm going to tell her I'm a nurse.
Pina coladas.
You had to buy her a house.
What about you, Nick? You got anything going with your gal?
Barbecuing with my dad.
Yeah, be sure it's good meat. Don't get the shit I got from wherever. I don't want to say where I got it.
I hope it's not one of our sponsors.
Maybe.
By Jaguar.
What about you? What about you, Chris?
Very relaxed weekend. Not much going on. Just listening to old Ocho Man podcast.
That's my man. And me, we got people over tonight.
Again?
We got people over tomorrow.
Who's coming over tonight?
Tonight we got family, friends, that are Armenians are going to be swimming in the pool. I got the heater turned up. It's going to be like 89
carbon
degrees.
Carbon footprint. There you go.
Yeah.
Destroying the planet.
What are you talking about? Don't start your bullshit,
you
GMO
Cretaceous
fuck.
Monster.
Anyway, my friends, it's been great having you on the show, all you guys, and great listening to all you guys out there.
Anybody want these donuts?
Remember, you have the remember, yeah, iTunes yeah. Store, Ocho iTunes Man Show. Behind the Eight Ball. Leave a comment. You can find the show also streaming on the iTunes Store or the website, OchoMan.com. You can email us at OchoMan at OchoMan.com. We're also available for Android on the Stitcher app. Remember to find us on all social media and leave us some comments, some messages, some replies, and listen to the show.
Hey,
stop
and I know... television. I know you guys are out there listening to the show. I'm seeing the numbers, and I'm seeing every week we're getting bigger and bigger. So your lazy asses can listen to our show for an hour. You guys can also go out there and just give us a little prop here, too, a little help
what,
here.
What if they want to send in an insult or something, that a calumny?
I don't
or
give a shit.
Malediction.
Send it, whatever.
Oh, I don't want that.
Anyway,
keep
my friends,
yourself.
From the Ocho Man and the crew, we are out of here.
The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.